Progress in the talks in Cairo, but that's been denied by a Hamas official. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz says it's the closest the sides have come to a deal since a truce in November. Meanwhile, families of hostages have been holding a vigil in Tel Aviv. Yifat Keldrin's cousin was one of those captured.
The feeling is that they were forgotten behind, all the hostages, here in Israel and also around the world. And I want to... I'm calling everybody, don't forget them.
Russia has been warned it's increasing the risk of a major nuclear accident following a drone attack on a power plant in Ukraine. The head of the UN's atomic watchdog has confirmed at least three strikes on the Russian-controlled site in Zaporizhia. Both sides deny involvement. It's been another stressful morning for many commuters, with train drivers on strike over a long-running pay dispute. The walkout by members of the ASLEF union has affected eight operators. A manhunt is continuing after a woman who was pushing a baby in a pram was stabbed to death in Bradford. West Yorkshire police have released photos of a suspect wanted over the attack in the city centre on Saturday afternoon. 25-year-old Habiba Masum is from the Oldham area. Shop owner Gio Khan says he knew the victim, who's not yet been formally identified.
I heard people screaming, a lady screaming. I went down and then her best friends, they were with her, and they say, uncle, so-and-so is died.
New Zealand is making an urgent change to visa rules following near-record migration, which the government says is unsustainable. 173,000 people moved there last year. And major vet chain CVS Group has been hit by a cyber attack, which has disrupted operations in the UK. An investigation's underway to see whether personal data has been compromised. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye. Let's check the weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today in Brentwood. 17 degrees, light rain showers and a gentle breeze. Now, the rain showers looks like it's going to be later on, possibly late this evening, about 7 or 8 o'clock. About an 80% chance, but it should remain dry for most of the day. And you'll get some sunshine coming through those clouds.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch between 10 and 1 on Phoenix FM. You got me for the next couple of hours. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of the brilliance with the breakfast show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. So you've got me sat in the hot seat, or not so hot. I'm wearing a top that I'd pulled out of the clean washing, but I've got a feeling I might have worn it before. Bit late now, I'm at the studio. Luckily, I'm here on my own. Otherwise, we could have a BO gate. I must have put it in the clean washing pile. Should have gone in the, it's a nice, do you know what, I'm wearing a black top. Whenever I wear a black top, I always look really unwell, because black now doesn't suit me. And also, it's just covered in dust and my hair's falling out. What it is I don't brush my hair every single day, because I've got quite wiry hair, a bit curly, a bit messy. And if I brush it, it just ends up being a massive frizz. So I tend to style it and then leave it and then kind of wash it over a couple of days later. And I might just run the brush over the top of it, but I can't do a hard brush of my hair and then come out of the house, because people would be screaming. So when I do brush it or have a shower, like the other day, literally it was like a handful of hair came out. And my mum used to say, well, you molt, you know, your hair, you go through cycles. Well, I'm sure you don't, Mum. But I have had this before where I get a lot of hair loss. But it's, maybe I'm developing my new summer coat. I don't know. But if I, everywhere in the studio, that people are going to be finding hairs, because they keep coming out, all over my black top. I'm wearing my positivity necklace today. I like all this stuff. Positivity necklace. It's got on it, embrace, what is it? The storm. Embrace the storm. Let me turn that down a bit. This one says, what's it? You've got chins. Oh, no, you've got this. I've got chins. It's got, you've got this. One of those sayings. The next one is just breathe. And the other one is stay calm. All those things I don't really do. So I've now got them on a necklace around my neck in a little pendant to tell me. Well, I look at it. I can't even read that. One is to say you've got a massive double chin. I know that. What did it say? Oh, you've got this, not you've got chins, sorry. You don't want that positivity message, do you, on your necklace, really? I think I already know. Now, loads of interviews are up on the website, or the wsphoenixfm.com, so if you want to have a listen to some brand new bands and loads of other things that are there, go and check it out, because all of the weekend presenters have been uploading their shows from the weekend. And also you can listen to my interviews from last week and live performance from We Are All Fossils, who are now on the A-list with Hollow. I'm so happy. Square Wave are also on the A-list with Too Far, and Ed Rome is now on the A-list with The Vendetta. So well done to those guys. We've got a brand new A-list which I'll be playing out through the show as well, plus some first plays as well. We've got the brand new one from Hurricane Highway, Helena Mace, and the Half Cubes as well. That's three new tracks to play independent music, and can't wait to get those songs in your ears. That's what I meant to say. I had the most strange thing happen to me on Friday during my procedure. I won't tell you it now. I might save it, because it is one of those stories you just couldn't make up. As you know, I was in hospital on Friday, and I have to tell you, I won't tell you now, I'm going to have to save it. I'll tell you a little bit later, because it was, you just couldn't have made this up. It was unusual, let's put it that way. So you can tell me the most strange, weird or unusual thing that's happened to you. So it could be anything. It could be something that's great. Actually, normally they're quite funny, where it's a series of events that just go from, you know, bad to worse, but you can see the funny side. So things like that, you can let me know. You can send me a voice note on Messenger if you'd like to do that. That's easy. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Eat My Brunch Radio Show, and you can also find me at Twitter at LUCKYBITCHES, and also Eat My Brunch on there as well. I've swapped over, kind of, you know. I don't want to lose that LUCKY name, but I do have an Eat My Brunch account as well. I've got one on Threads. I never use Threads. Do you use Threads? It's like I spend a lot of time. I love TikTok as well. I'm on TikTok. You can find me in Michelle Ward Music. But TikTok, I probably spend a lot of time on TikTok and Instagram, I'd say now. I do go on Facebook, but, you know, it's I quite like TikTok and Instagram. Although at the weekends, I do normally post maybe once at the weekends or twice. Other than that, I stay off kind of socials at the weekend. You might think, where'd she go? What did she do? But otherwise, I'd be there all the time. I can't cope with it. Oh, I'm sniffing down the microphone. No cold coming on for me. Thanks very much as well to Keith, who looked after the show on Friday. Thank you very much, Keith, because he looked after my show on Easter as well. So he'll be back covering another show here on Phoenix very, very soon. We're going to kick off with a track by Corin Bailey Ray. I like this one. It's called Put Your Records On.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete.
somehow draws more than I could take. Pity for pity's sake, some nights kept me awake. I thought that I was stronger. When you gonna realize that you don't even have to try any longer? Do what you want to.
Girl, put your records.
Yeah.
Elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright? Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Have you started looking at your summer holidays yet? Have you started having a look? A couple of my friends are off at the moment doing little trips to places and in the sun. And then they message me and go, it's lovely and sunny here. And I'm like, oh, shut up. I do answer, though, to be fair. I'm like, oh, we'll have a nice time. It's nice here. I always lie. Always lie. I never say it's raining. I always say, oh, it's a lovely day. It's beautiful. It's about 70 degrees today for some reason. But, yeah, lots of friends are away. And I don't know, really. I am trying to look at holidays. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know where I want to go. I'd like a little bit of sunshine. I do like a little bit of sunshine, not too much though, because I don't like really, really hot weather. If it's over 40 degrees, it isn't, not even that. I think I like it at about sort of 27, 28. That's okay. As soon as it goes over 30, it's like, nah, I don't think so. Because you can't sit out. I can't sit out for very long. And also it makes you feel sluggish when you're walking, you know. Not that I don't feel that anyway when I'm I'm dragging myself. That's literally like it, dragging myself along. Although I managed to go over to Lakeside the other day and have a little wander. Yeah, it wasn't. I was looking. I just thought, try and do a little bit. Try and get your move. Your back moving, your leg moving, both legs moving, in fact. But just try and get yourself, moving a bit. Because if you don't move it, you lose it. That's what my friend always says. So you've got to try and keep your body going. It's quite difficult though. I'm used to going with my mum. I mean, I used to have my mum in front of me, and then I would put all the shopping on the back of the wheelchair. And it was, and I don't like shopping on my own anyway. It's not fun to go, oh, I think I'll look at that, and there's nobody there to say anything to. You just go on your own. But, I do sometimes go with my sister if I'm lucky. We can go out and have a little mooch. around. But I'm quite good now at doing window shopping. Years ago, I could never do window shopping. Didn't understand the concept of window shopping. I had to buy something, even something little. Now I can go over, I know it sounds dreadful, I can go over somewhere like Bluewater or Lakeside or the High Street and then, you know, not buy anything, which I think is good. The other thing, I used to buy a lot of things from TV shopping, and now I can't get the channel. I hardly buy anything at all. Yeah, I know. Francesca, good morning. She's carrying on with a 100-mile walk, which is not in one go over the next month. I think she was. Is it May and April? I think you're doing 100 miles. She's walking in aid of Mind Charity. So well done. She said, "Morning, Michelle. You like Greece? Would you visit again?" Yeah, I've been to Greece so many times. I think I would like to go to a different island. But there's so many. I mean, you know, Greece is a massive place, but there's so many different islands as well. But I like Greece. I like it because it's friendly. It's weird, isn't it? You go to somewhere and you just feel comfortable. And I always feel comfortable when I go to Greece, no matter where I've gone in Greece. Even when I went to Falaraki, and that was a that was a mistake, when I took my mum and dad and my friend Lisa came, which was a very, very long time ago. And it was, my mum and dad liked it because they hadn't been there and they went to the castle and everything. But it was just in the middle of mayhem with bars and everything. And I was just thought to me, it was a cheap holiday I booked. I booked it for all of us. And I just thought, this is horrendous. I'm not a hotel kind of person. Unless there are hotels over here. And then I don't mind like an old country hotel. That's what I like. But I like kind of rustic, and when I go away, I don't mind, you know, an apartment. I've stayed at some amazing places in Greece, and that was only because of COVID. When people started going back, I managed to stay in a place that now is going to be about £7,000 for the week, and it was £1,100 for the week. And I will never stay in a place like that again. It was like being super rich. I sort of walked out on the balcony. I went, "La, good morning." And there was a massive swimming pool and a barbecue area. Oh, it was amazing. And also stayed at another villa as well. Because the following year, it was again due to COVID that the prices were really low and nobody was travelling much. And I got another amazing villa, but I won't be going to any of those. This year, I'll be staying in mostly in a shed.
Tell you how I feel.
Ooh. If my body was a boat, could you steer that sailor? Mm-hmm. Make it feel like it's a 1960s Hollywood trailer.
Old school, I like.
Classic like cars, classic like Elizabeth Taylor. Could you to romance me? I need a give and not a take.
Who's what I need? It's 'cause I could love you if I really wanted to. You could be.
Exes, baby, 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 would you?
Could you make it all right? Or maybe that much better.
If you wanted, you could make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it, worth it. Ooh,
when I see the sun rise, you make it that much better. So we're gonna make it all worth it,
worth it, worth it, worth it. Ooh, worth all of the time I'm about to give you, baby.
So I hope you're gonna make it all
worth it.
The night.
Something about it's making me cry.
My soul, it did decide.
Feel my body shuffle in your moon.
And I need to
let me have the time of my life.
Take credentials, self-residentials. Ooh, baby boy, you got so much potential.
I could love.
Baby, would you?
Baby, would you?
Would you make it all right?
Would you make it all right?
Maybe that much better.
Maybe that much
you wanted, you can make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it.
If you're worth it,
ooh,
when I see the sunrise, you make it that much better. So I'm gonna make it all.
on Chardonnay 2016, baby. So when I could dream, babe, somehow I'm so captured by you. I'm rearranging all of my plans and I'm holding my breath. As I hope you make it worth it, would you make it all right? Or maybe that won't fight off. But I wonder if you could make it all worth it.
Oh, what a lovely song. That's Ray there with Worth It.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel. It's quite busy around Brook Street roundabout this morning. It's because of the roadworks that they're doing, which is on the other side of the, just on the other side of the roundabout, which is entry ramp is long-term construction expected and delays. So as you come off from the M25, which, from the lakeside end, as you get round, the lane's kind of narrow, and it's a real problem to get round the roundabout, to get off at Brook Street, to get up to Brentwood. So just be aware. It looks like it's calmed down a tiny bit, but it's still pretty busy. 1023, A1023, not looking too bad once you're on the road, actually, heading all the way down to Wilson's Corner, which again is flowing nicely. A bit busy around Shenfield Station, some temporary traffic signals on Priest Lane both ways at St Andrew's Place, and temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on the Avenue both ways at Thornden Country Park to Ingrave Road. Two-way temporary traffic signals are there. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and also coming back through the tunnel, no problems up to the M11, and the A12 is running fine at the moment. Speed restrictions 40 mile an hour ongoing between junction 13 and 16, between Gallywood and Ingatestone. There'll be nighttime closures and a contraflow as well, so just be aware. I mean, how long they're going to be doing that road, I don't know. But it used to be dreadful driving to Chelmsford on that road. There was like chunks missing out of it. And I tell you what I have noticed, actually, and you probably have as well, the roads in Essex, some of the roads, they're just, there's lumps missing out of them. In fact, there's a great big lump, I think it is missing out of the car park out here, which if you hit it, you're going down by probably about 10 inches or something. It's huge. The roads, I don't know what they're filling them with. I mean, it might be they say from a couple of years ago when we had that heat wave at 40 degrees. Maybe that's what's done it. The roads are in a terrible state. Really? I know, I'm moaning. I'm moaning. I must stop. It's Monday. Got to get to at least Wednesday without something. Here is Fleetwood Mac with Tusk.
Why don't you? not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times, I stop keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work, work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. Somehow I know that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get. Just I haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
Love it.
I just haven't met you yet.
Oh, I do like that one. I like that. I like that that kind of bit, you know. It doesn't go like that at all. The bass line is what I'm trying to say, the bass line. If you can hear noise outside, it's because they're delivering kegs of beer, which is a lovely sound. I literally jumped out of my I'm not wearing socks. I was like, what's that noise? I looked out and there's men in overalls with kegs. You can hear it. Can you hear it now? I think it's quieting down a bit. Oh, and the bin people are here. It's great, isn't it? We don't have soundproofing in the studio, unfortunately. Yeah, I think a lot of studios do. And if you, obviously the bigger ones, because they've got a lot of money, we're community ready. But they don't have windows, a lot of them either. You know, the big studios, they don't have windows looking outside. So we're quite lucky. Oh, can you hear that? It sounds like my leg. just come at 10:38. We need to do, what do we need to do? Oh, yes, events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, it is Monday, which means that they've got the open mic night. Now, if you're a budding singer or you're just starting out as a friendly audience, you can go and test out your new material, bring your guitar, bring your backing tracks on a memory stick, or you can bring your piano, whatever you've got. Phoenix FM open mic nights, it's on tonight. Kev Pigger is the host from 8pm till 10pm. It's going to be at the Essex Arms on Worley Hill in Brentwood. And all tracks are recorded and a selection are played on the Sunday session shows every Sunday from 10am.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Here's the brand new one from Awesomosaurus, Too Many Times.
For Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
Teardrops are falling down your face again, 'cause I don't know how to love you when I am broken too. Maybe your words make sense. I could be the problem. I'm so sorry. I know we can just be friends, but I don't know where we come down from this whole thing. Trying to see what I did last night. Baby, I'm hitting on myself, 'cause I hate it when I make you cry.
that is Ollie Alexander with a Dizzy. I think, is that the song for Eurovision? Let me have a look. Dizzy, Ollie, Alexander. Do you know what I made, actually, on Saturday? I have to tell you, I made a chicken pie. Oh, it's delicious. I'm going to be eating it for the next 5 days. I could freeze a bit, actually, because I always make food for, like, I'm having people over for dinner. So I've got this big chicken pie. It does taste really nice, actually. Yeah, it's got leeks in it and chicken and stuff like that. I had it with some mash and veg. It was nice. And then I had it yesterday with some mash and veg. And surprisingly enough, tonight I'll probably have it with mash and veg. And by Tuesday, I'll probably never want to... probably have it again. Now, is that song by Ollie Alexandra, is that our Eurovision entry? I don't know. Oh, it is. Yeah. Ollie Alexandra Dizzy, United Kingdom, official music video. Eurovision. Yeah, that is the Eurovision. I think it's quite good. It's nice and, you know, it's no Waterloo, let's face it, but it's a good track. Will we do well or not? Who knows? It was 50 years ago, wasn't it? ABBA won, I think it over the weekend, it was ABBA that won in 1974. Try and work that one out, Michelle. Yeah, there was lots of ABBA-like stuff. And do you know what with ABBA? It's just one of those things. There's a couple of tracks, there's a few tracks that I really like of ABBA's. One of them being, which one is it? I'm going to look through the list here because I'm going to forget the name of it. It's one that doesn't get played that often. I'm just having a little look. Knowing Me? No. Lay All Your Love on Me? No. Take a Chart in the Name of the Game. Ding, 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 ding. Name of the Game. I like that one. But it doesn't go anything like that. Name of the Game. But the one that I really like, and... considering it's nearly 50 years old, it might be about 45 years old or something like that. This song, if you ever play it, people go mad, and it's something about it. I don't know whether it's because ABBA songs are quite like show tunes that they just stay in your head, but this is just, how could you not want to dance to this? You hear it and it immediately puts you in a good mood. And if you don't like ABBA, there's something on you. Here they are, taking us up to the news. This is Dancing Queen. And I'm having a little bit of a dance in my chair.
Friday night and the lights are low.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.